Well, good morning, everybody. I know we have a few visitors with us, so we're happy that you're here, and you're always welcome. I was thinking about a little joke I heard not that long ago. It was a story of a little kid. He's sitting there in religion class, and they're learning about King David and all the things that he did. They learned how, you know, he was a little shepherd boy, and how he became king, and how he killed Goliath, and the whole story of David. Beautiful story, really. And at the end of the lesson, little Henry raises his hand and he says, was David really that sick? And the teacher kind of looks puzzled and says, well, what do you mean? And little Henry says, well, you said that David sat on the throne for 40 years. Okay. Grandma would not be happy that I shared that joke. But I was thinking of David because David's kind of an underdog. Nobody ever thought that he would be the one that would become the king. He was one of seven sons of Jesse. Everybody thought he'd be one of the other ones. Zacchaeus, our gospel today, he's another underdog, huh? Short, sinner, wretch. And yet Jesus, in the midst of this huge crowd, picks that to be the guy that he was going to go have dinner with. This gospel always kind of pulls my heartstrings just a little bit because when I was in second grade, my grandmother on mom's side gave me a Bible. It was my first communion gift. And I remember, I think it was that night of my first Holy Communion that I took this Bible and it was in a nice box. It was really special. And I opened it up to a random page and it was the story of Zacchaeus. And the Bible had pictures, and so I kind of immediately was looking at this picture of this little guy. And it was the first Bible story that I ever read on my own. And we heard it at our Mass today, and around the world Masses, it's today's gospel. As a tangential note, I would just say, if you know any young people, maybe grandkids or godchildren, sons, daughters, of course, if you know any young people, make sure they have a lot of religious stuff. Get them Bibles, get them rosaries, crosses to wear around their necks, religious bracelets. These things are very important. I remember that Bible has a very special place in my heart. And Grandma was a beautiful example of faith to me in so many different ways. But this whole theme of like Zacchaeus and David, like all these underdogs, you know, that God picks to do incredible things. And why is that? It's because God, according to our first reading from Wisdom, God is the lover of souls. Isn't that a beautiful thing? He's called that in our first reading today. The lover of souls, which means each and every single soul matters infinitely to God. St. Thomas Aquinas said that even if you were the only person that ever lived on planet Earth, Jesus still would have gone to the cross for you and your salvation and your soul. Every soul counts to God. Sometimes it seems hard to believe. It's like kind of like grains on the seashore, as our first reading kind of noted. And yet there's this big old universe, and yet we're so small sometimes. But I learned from Zacchaeus, and I learned from my teachers in school growing up, the significance of even insignificant feeling people. And sometimes we feel pretty small, we feel pretty worthless, we feel pretty whatever, and then Jesus reminds us of our value. Look at the board over there. There's two boards. There's the board of remembrance on the right. That's a list of everybody from our family here at St. Joe who has passed away to their reward this past year. St. Vincent has a similar board. The book of remembrance is there as well. And then there's another board that has several names on it as well. And everybody's free, by the way, to go over there after Mass and write names of your loved ones who have gone on to their reward. We pray for them. Every soul counts. And you talk to the loved one of any person on that board, and you will tell, and they will tell you the significance of that one grain of sand on the seashore that is the world's population. Because that one grain of sand mattered a ton to them. Well, guess what? That's how it is with Jesus and every single one of us. That every single soul is willed, loved, and necessary. It just blows my mind that every single soul was loved into existence, willed into existence, and is necessary. God could do anything, but He designed in His unfathomable will to need us. To need us. And think about like the trickling, the domino effect of that there is in this world. Yesterday, we had the women's retreat. Over 40 women were at St. Vincent for the day. St. Joe women and St. Vincent women. It was a lovely day. I was only there enough time to eat. And they had a lovely lunch. But I was thinking about, gave me an opportunity to think about all the women in my life. My grandmother who gave me that Bible, my other grandmother, my mom, my aunts, all these, my teachers throughout Catholic school, all but one women. And I got to thinking about how their faith impacted my life and my faith. And that's the domino effect of souls, is that your soul can influence and impact tremendously the souls of other people, and other people, and other people. I say it all the time. I wouldn't be a priest if it weren't for Father Charlie Chesborough. And I think about all the people that influenced him to become a priest, and the people that influenced them, and that, it's awesome. You know, every soul is willed and loved and necessary. And that's what Dia de los Muertos is all about. We had a party yesterday to celebrate our connection with the souls of the faithful departed. That in the eyes of Jesus, it doesn't matter if you're on earth or not. Your soul is still there. It doesn't matter if you are English speaking or Spanish speaking. Your soul counts the same. If you're rich or you're poor, doesn't matter. White, black, doesn't matter. Sick, well, doesn't matter. Woman, man, Jew, Gentile, Catholic, Protestant, whatever. God cares about every single soul the same. And He would have died for if it were just you and me. And think about how much our souls matter to Jesus. And that's how much our souls, how much the souls of other people in our life should matter to us. That we shouldn't just dismiss people for whatever reason. Oh, ugh, Protestants, you know. No, Protestants are awesome. Like Catholic, whatever. Souls is what counts. We're all souls, beloved sons, daughters of Jesus, of God. And we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. And every single soul matters infinitely to the good Lord. And He has loved us and willed us into existence, and we are necessary. This is Vocations Week. And we remember that God often picks the underdogs. You know, everybody thought my brother was going to be the priest. And that's another story, but God always... A lot of times God picks the one you don't expect, you know, like Zacchaeus or David or me or whatever. But we remember during this week, especially this whole month of souls, that every soul counts, God, every single body. But our second reading today talks about the calling of God, and that God, when He made us, did not make us by accident, that there is something, some reason that He made us. And our life is, a lot of our life is trying to figure it out, you know. Most people, by being mothers and fathers, husbands, wives, some priests, religious. But this week we were praying a special way for more good holy priests and religious. Because our church needs them, huh? And so we pray that the Lord will raise up from our own church, our own families, priests and nuns, and to do His will on earth and leading the church. I love it. It's the best life I could have ever imagined. And I'm very grateful for my life as a priest. You know, yesterday just dawned on me about souls and sacraments. That receiving a soul and baptism is the most wonderful thing. Sending souls home to God, commending them to heaven, most wonderful thing. Cleansing them in confession, the most wonderful thing. Anointing the sick ones with the sacrament of the anointing, the most wonderful thing. Feeding souls, the altar, body and blood of Jesus, most wonderful thing. And the reason that we have all these sacraments and all this is that God might sustain and feed our souls and bring them one day to heaven. And praise the Lord that He uses each and every one of us in that mission. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.